to Minority Corner
with an Eke
and James,
the Wonder Twins of podcasting.
Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, queer,
and ladylike. This week on Minority Corner.
Ooh, and Eke, what's happening? What are we doing?
I am talking, well, first of all, it's a Max Fun Pledge Drive.
Oh, yeah, don't bury the lead. That's right. It is that time of year again, Max Fun Drive. We are pulling out all the stops. There are no stops. There's
no
none.
Stops at all. It's a running train.
It just keeps going.
You better catch on.
And you don't
become
know.
Become a member.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. A new or upgrading member. We've got some great things, some great giveaways to our new and upgrading members. And we might have some special guest stars this year that might call
be
on in.
Might be phoning in. Just got a little tight.
And what else are we doing?
Well, I'm talking about Asian American authors to look out for, because you got to diversify your bookshelf. Do it. So I'm giving you some books to look out for, some short stories to look out for, and some authors' names that you need to be reading into. What are you talking about?
Well, in light of the fact that I feel like the girl groups are going extinct, I want to look back at the 90s girl groups who gave me life and gave you life, and do a tribute to them, who they are and where are they, to see if we can find out where they are. Let's do a little investigation. Let's find out.
Are you ready to do this? I'm ready to do this.
Yes, Max Fun Drive 2018 on Minority Corner happens right
now. Max Fun Drive time. It's Max Fun Drive
time. This is the perfect time to tell you, Eke, I'm quitting the show.
What?
Yep, I'm done. Except
on air.
Yeah,
I just thought it's just going to be the Eke. It's the Wonder Twin.
Wonder Twin, the other one.
Just the Eke.
You know, we went our separate ways. Actually,
okay, explain
Eke,
this. What's happening?
Well, first, check your calendar.
Oh, it's April Fool's.
Ooh, I got her. Ooh, man.
Did
starting
you,
it
though?
Off.
Did
oh,
you surprised
oh,
me.
Oh, now the joke's on me.
You surprised me.
I feel like nobody ever wins for April Fool's jokes.
No. The people who like pull the jokes are always like, you're kind of a dick. And then also the there's never like a fun prank where it's like, we fun. It's always either a letdown.
Something traumatic
or
like
happy it didn't happen.
Yeah. Or like relieved. Like, oh my gosh, Johnny isn't dead and covered in bees in a ditch. You just got a dummy and led me over to this ditch where there's this burning corpse.
Exactly. It like, I don't, one worst prank ever you just
described. Not funny. Like, sorry.
That's not funny.
High school was rough.
<That's> not-
kids can be cruel. Their sense of comedy hasn't developed.
Cruel, that you just like, I'm glad I don't know that person.
Yeah, me
but
either.
Like, on Facebook, this isn't so popular anymore, but it used to be. People would like put like fake engagement pictures up or like fake pregnancy things. Like, and then that got real tired. But it's also like people are excited for your life events and you just like
abuse
prank them.
The boy who cried wolf and we know what happened to him. That wolf ate him.
And nobody gave a shit.
Nope. And you know what? They found out and they were like, well, shouldn't have been a dick. Wolfie.
Good riddance.
Good riddance to Charlie. He's always raising the alarm, ringing the alarm when it is false.
Also, everybody knows what happened to fucking Chicken Little talking about the sky is falling.
But
nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, and then when the sky did fall, so you guys, you know, it's a bad day. I think ain't nobody gonna be no fool. I'm not gonna be no fool, especially not on Max Fun Drive Day. I'm not doing it. Not even
Max Fun Drive time period.
Yeah, this is a prank free zone, ladies and gentlemen.
2 weeks, not a day.
For 2 weeks, well, my clock works a little bit differently in that game.
Explain it to me. How do you?
Yeah, I do the 2 week day. Mm. So for me, I'm like, oh, it's Monday, and it lasts for a full 2 weeks. So that's my own schedule. It works for me, you know.
You know, I'm not gonna knock it. Time is a construct.
Ooh.
You might have trouble with your job, and you might have trouble getting on the bus or plane.
Not going to work. Saturday. Like, no, that's been gone.
I know.
Saturday for 2 weeks.
Saturday to me.
I run my own time. But you are right. Time is a construct. It's all in our head. And there's that, you know, we talked about it a few weeks ago with Brené Brown. She talks about how we live in this time, this period of like not enoughness, not enough time. And you've got an abundance. Mm-hmm. You've got more than enough time. You are right where you need to be, which is listening to us. You know, doing what you do.
Enjoying your day, and potentially becoming a member because it's Max Fun Drive.
Yes, for 2 weeks, and we're going to get all into that goodness. But you know what? It's also Easter Sunday while we're recording this.
It is. So it's been about, it's Friday, so it's been a week that you're listening to this, but we're hopping on early. We're recording on the dual holiday of Easter and April
because
Fool's Day.
Because we were like, we wanted to get all that magical energy into the show. We were like,
he has arisen. He's rising up in us.
Just kidding. Gross. Maybe he's not going to rise right now.
I know,
yeah,
maybe.
Way to make a Jesus joke sexual. But I'm not mad at it.
Easter's
I bet Jesus was hella sexy as fuck.
You know what? You won every Easter
in San
Dolores
Francisco,
Park.
There's
is
a sexy hunky
Jesus.
Jesus contest.
But also Easter and...
Weren't we there for one of those?
I don't... Were we?
Did we record in the park on Jesus Day?
I don't think so. I think we recorded before that because I got my Facebook reminder of us looking cute in the park. But it was spring. Yeah. It was early spring.
It was very springy. What was the other thing you were going to say about Jesus?
Well, I wanted to talk about how Easter is all about fertility. Like, I mean, do a little research. Christianity came in, grabbed other pagan or, you know, of the earth religions, smashed it together.
Like we talked about this before Christmas, formed from the Saturnalia holiday, where they were like, look, we're doing this too. And Christmas was actually outlawed for the longest time because it was a drunken holiday because they were just getting too crazy.
Exactly. So the same thing happened with Easter. And that's why we got the eggs. We got the bunnies that like to hump a lot. We got people being reborn. It is fertility time, which is sex. This is the sexy holiday. Easter's all about getting fucking down. You better do some fucking for Easter.
Okay. There's a lot. That is a way to look at it as well. And for those who, you know, something I wanted to touch on that I really appreciated last week in your conversation with Luna is that, you know, you didn't grow up in the church.
I did.
And I have found my way away from it and then have since curated my own sort of spiritual pathway that is a mix of like the greatest hits of all
of them to keep me
going. But what
it's
I something
a smorgasbord spirituality.
What something that you said that I thought was really interesting is that like a lot of these stories that have been passed down and some of them influenced from other stories of tradition that have been passed down from different religions or traditions or practices that have ended up in Christianity as well. But something that I appreciate that you said is that like you can see that there is. You can see why it's good for some people. You said something to that effect.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really interesting, and I'm glad that you...
And because you had worked at a religious high school, that's why, because you had been exposed to it.
It was just like a one little piece in the interview, but it actually is something, like, I talk about working at that Catholic high school all the time as being a drag, and it was a hell of a drag, but... one of the things that I did enjoy about it was learning how religion can be beneficial. And that's something that like a lot of people, especially in the Bay Area that kind of grown up around here, religion isn't so central to the culture, is that we don't really, I never really understood it. I'd be like, well, why is religion there? And it still kind of pops up on me. Like I was reading an essay that a student wrote recently and they thanked Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, at the beginning in the acknowledgments. And I was kind of like, whoa. But you know what? I have to like correct myself and go, you know what? Jesus means a lot to some people, or whatever religion people celebrate is.
Yeah.
It gives you, you know, practices to live by. It gives you community. Yeah. It gives you like a heart that is kind of accessible. So I'm very much agnostic, but it's nice to kind of understand where people are coming from and also not just write shit off because I don't get it, which is I think a problem that our country is having right now, where it's like we're so divided and we're not understanding what the other person is into. Like we don't have to be into it. We don't have to participate in it. We just have to understand why somebody would do something that we don't get, if that makes sense. You know?
It makes total sense. And I can see why some, I think, because there's been a lot of terrible things that have been done in the name of religion, in the name of Jesus. So I can see why some people have gotten turned off. But like you said, like, Jesus means a lot of things to a lot of people. And something that I have found really interesting, Marianne Williamson, who's a Jewish woman, but teaches these lectures at this church on Tuesday nights for A Course in Miracles. And she like has, like, uses Jesus as like a symbol of like this man who just really mm-hmm. got it. And he's not the only one who's like, in her mind, she's like, he's not the only one mm-hmm. who's gotten it, but like, he really has seen that like the world that we live in is like, you know, like we talked about earlier, time mm-hmm. is an illusion, that we live, like, stress and worry and fear and all of that is an illusion. He's just like this guy who just really got that, like, mm-hmm. love. And like, when you really look at like the teachings of just him, and not so much of like the other things of the Bible, like, he talks about like a lot of great, amazing, wonderful things yeah. of just literally loving each other mm-hmm. like your brother and your sister. And so it's sort of like it's a cool person to either, like, even, like, whatever your idea, like, if you, wherever you are, it's like, wow, that's a person who really who really stands for, like, love. What a great person. What a great idea. And the strength that gives people, or the guidance it gives people. And like you said, it's like, I think ultimately it comes down to, like, if it works for somebody, then.
But that's, yeah. And that's awesome. The other thing is, I don't want to just limit it to Jesus. Like, I'm talking about all religions, because I think right now we're in a problem where, like, Islamophobia is out there. And there are a lot of people that mm-hmm. practicing Muslims that are not, like, there are some beautiful things in all types of religion. And I feel like that's yeah. one thing that we get caught up on. Like, I just think, like, people who are not religious should accept people who are religious, and vice versa, no matter their religion, because it's just a practice. Mm-hmm.
And, like, the first thing, yeah. like I said, what Marianne Williamson says is that he's not the only one, which that's the thing that I first said, that he's not the only person who mm-hmm. got it, right? You know, like, I also study the teachings of, like, Buddha and Buddhism. Like, there's a lot of great teachers and practices, and I think, like, it all comes down to love. I think, like, that's what all religions, or even spiritual practices, or even if you don't have a practice, it's like, don't we all believe in this idea mm-hmm. of love? Isn't that, like, and I think that what's happened is, sadly, we've, so much blood has been spilt over the centuries because we couldn't agree on the words and what that, and how to define that mm-hmm. love. And it works, and it's like, to me, it's like, whatever works for mm-hmm. for you. And I feel like if love is the cornerstone and guiding practice, like, I feel like the world needs so much more of that. Like, we're living in this world of just mm-hmm. such fear, and that's stemming, and that's not allowing us to see our mm-hmm. true innocence, that we really are all innocent. And so this practice of, like, whatever gets you to practicing forgiveness and unconditional forgiveness and unconditional love, like, that's, I think, where whatever works for someone to guide in that practice, that's what the world
definitely
needs more of.
Definitely. Completely agree.
Speaking of forgiveness, yeah. is someone gonna forgive whoever bit Beyonce?
Yeah. I mean, I bet Beyonce, I wonder how Beyonce feels about this.
You
no.
bit her?
Oh, I you just bet. Wanna know how she feels.
It was a necky! Don't let the beehive
because
know
I
about
wonder-
that.
She thinks that this is ridiculous. I wonder if she's like, yeah, can you guys this, leave? You know, come on.
But, you know, so if you don't know, someone
you
bit me on stage and
know,
all came out of this.
Under a boulder.
And I'm not mad at you about that, because you were living your life away from this, you know, this time. I will say that I appreciate that this took over the news cycle, because sometimes it's nice to get away from something than Trump
exactly.
dump. You know, like, it was nice that there was a controversy that was something as silly as someone bit Beyonce on December 22nd, because Tiffany Haddish had mentioned it in an interview, and then
GQ has been getting all the scoops. This was a GQ interview with Tiffany Haddish. And then also GQ did the interview with Quincy Jones and his spilled tea.
Oh,
and all
right.
I want to do is have a tea brunch with Quincy Jones and Tiffany Haddish, because
I guess, you know what it is, like, people are just must feel so comfortable with GQ. They're just like, well, I'm gonna let
I
my
know.
Hair down and let all these sort of, like, inside secrets. What I love about the Who Bit Beyonce thing was just like, oh, like, you ever been to a party and you did something that maybe you probably shouldn't have done? And I just mm-hmm. love that it's like someone in their inner circle, some actress in their inner circle who bit Beyonce and then told Tiffany Haddish that she needs to stop dancing. It sounds like this actress was
this
drunk.
This actress was all over the place. And basically, like, Beyonce told Tiffany Haddish that she was on drugs. But also, like, Lena Dunham has been talking about how she's sick of denying that she's the one that bit Beyonce. But I also think that she needs to look at herself and be like, why people keep pointing this finger at me? Maybe it's some of the dumbass things that I've done in the past.
So you heard that it's Lena Dunham? My deducing came down to Sana Lathan.
I don't really... Honestly, I'm gonna be a hater. Hateration.
What?
I don't care. But I do think it's fascinating, the whole breakdown and how people are like, like, that to me is, if we do find out, then the mystery is dead. It's almost like the mystery of Jesus arising. It is a mystery.
It's more fun to sort of, it's more fun to speculate. It's like, you know, the correlations between Beyonce Jesus getting bit rising. And Jesus rising. It's literally, this is the new one that they'll be talking about from 2000 years. It'll be the new Easter is what we do, is we like, what we bite people's
right.
chins.
Isn't that
or something.
More fun to speculate instead of just somebody being like Gwyneth Paltrow? And then you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
I love how it's
more fun
to
speculate.
To stay a mystery. I want it to be the mystery. I want it, and then you know what? It gives more mystery to Beyonce because she's already pretty mysterious. So now.
And you know she's never going to come out and say who it was. And it's just going to be one of those things that for the next, like, it's going to follow her for the rest of her life. Is like,
and then
bitter.
I want her to come out with a diss track where she, like, leads even more clues. So then it's like,
oh, you know she's going to have an album where she's going to be like, a bite, bite, bite.
I want that.
Nobody biting
I
me.
Want that.
Like, you know she's going to have, she did that with the, she made a comment in the, when she did the Flawless, mm-hmm. she was like, of course some shit got to go down with a $250,000
exactly.
in the elevator. Of course some
she
shit gotta go
this.
Down when there's a quarter
well, did
million.
Did you hear about the song that she recently did with DJ Khaled where she was like, bitches gotta sign an NDA before they hang out with me? And then in the background she goes, Tiffany!
I can't handle this mystery
because then we get little treats like this.
Because we got, I know, because we got a little insight into this world because we would have never known that this happened. Listen, this happened December 22nd. We would have never known unless Tiffany had said something. And Tiffany did mention and her Jacksonville, Florida mm-hmm. show that whoever the actress was dating French Montana.
Like the state.
And that... Yeah, and then you do some digging, and Sana Lathan was dating French Montana around that time of the summer.
I mean, it was her problem, but I do want to remain that... I mean, because you saw her tweet, right? Where it's basically a confession.
Oh, I know. Her tweet, she was like... She was... Oh, I thought the last tweet that I saw for her, and she's like, y'all funny, under no circumstances did I bite Beyonce, and if I did, would have been a love
confession.
Bite. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Look at you. You Nancy Drew this. I was like, oh, and she... Because she's like, if I did... It would have been a love bite.
It was a love bite. Exactly. Just like, and this is what I'm getting.
She's like, it's literally her OJ Simpson
exactly.
if I did
and
it.
And the Read, another great podcast to listen to, they broke that down where I'm like, yeah, it was a confession. She confessed it.
Wow, good for her.
But
I just also love like
mystery.
I love imagining it. I know, but I love imagining it because I love me some Sana Lathan. I loved her in Nip Tuck. She was like, I think she's funny. She's in all those like black comedies, those black romantic comedy movies. Oh, she was in that Thriller that we were rooting for her. And that, what was it? The guy next door who's not good?
What's his name? Michael Ealy.
Stop dating him.
With the light eyes.
Yes, light eyes. Oh, man. Run away from him. And I just love imagining her going, and then running up to Sana Lathan, running up to Tiffany Haddish. Stop.
She was on some good. You know, I need to get some of that
she
stuff.
Was.
That's the mystery. What was she on?
That's the two-part. Aneke, the Wonder Twins activate. We need to solve that mystery because we need to get ourselves some.
Why not?
Then I was going to say we could give it away as a gift to our members for Max Fun Drive, but that would make us drug dealers.
Yeah, I don't
want
to do that.
So.
I think we need to probably...
Took it too far.
Let's stay away from dealing drugs, but we do want some members. So...
We do want some members. So, speaking of that, shall we get this Max Fun Drive underway?
Yes, we shall.
Love bite.
For Jesus. It's the Max Fun Drive.
Boo, ba-doo, boo, 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 ba-doo. Boo, doo, 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 doo. It's back.
This is like, it's back. This is
my favorite time of the year.
Max Fun Drive.
I love it.
It is wonderful. We can't do this show without your help. So when you become a member to the Max Maximum Fun family. You get so many amazing things. You get benefits from contributing.
Yeah.
You will feel amazing when you listen. You'll be like, I contributed to this shit. This is mine. I'm a co-owner. I'm a co-opter. Ooh. This is the co-opt of Maximum Fun.
Co-sign.
And you're basically helping us reach the goal of 25,000 new and upgrading members. So if you're already a member and you're like, I'm here, maybe try upgrading.
Yeah, like Beyonce said, let me upgrade you.
Exactly. That's our theme song.
I think like what would Beyonce do? She would upgrade herself. That's what she would do on this whole entire thing.
Yes.
'Tis the season. She has risen from the bite. She is going to donate some more money.
She's about to upgrade you if you are an existing member, and she's about to introduce you into the membership if you are a new member.
She is, so come on over and join the membership Bayhive. And you know, you get so much when you join, and there's so many different levels. That's what I love about this, is that there is so many different levels, and you get great gifts for joining at any of our levels.
Ooh,
from our 5, 10, 20, or $35 level. I'm gonna kick it off at the $5 level for someone who's like, maybe you're new, you've just been listening recently, and you're like, I want to contribute, I want to help support Minority Corner because I love y'all and other Max Fun shows. And when you join at the $5 a month level, you get exclusive bonus content, which we recorded our bonus episode, and it is fire.
Yes. And we got a title for it. It's called Jungle to Jungle.
Jungle to Jungle, where we did a deep dive, a full-on movie review, because we know y'all love our movie reviews. So we did back-to-back movie reviews of Black Panther and then Jungle Fever.
A little highbrow, lowbrow for you.
And you'd be surprised how much they kind of oddly intertwine. We had some really great discussions, and you'll only get that episode if you become a member. So it is membership exclusive.
And that's at the $5, at the $5 level, at the $10 level.
Kicking it up a notch. High kick for Jesus.
You get an exclusive enamel pin designed by Megan Lynn Cott, who is an amazing published illustrator. Ooh. She created a pin just for us for Maximum Fun. It is hella cute.
So cute. It is so cute.
It says Wonder Twins on it. So if you want to be a part of the Wonder Twin family, remember to donate.
And it looks like
get your membership.
And it looks like the little Wonder Twin symbol. It's so fucking cute. I thought her one from last year was dope, and a lot of you have the Side Eye Heroes. Kicked it up a notch, Megan Lynn Cott. Speaking of kicking it up a notch, so if you want to kick it up a notch, and some of you are already members, and you're like, you know what, I did the $10 thing last year, maybe you want to go up to a notch to the $20 a month level, you can get the Maximum Fun Family Cookbook. Now, this is such a dope thing. It is lovingly created by Max Fun hosts, including...
I was going to say, there's a little rumor that you might be in there.
You know what? I dropped a little recipe in there. Y'all know, remember I went on that paleo diet, and I put in my world famous Sloppy Joe sweet potato paleo little recipe. And it's a fun, whimsical recipe. You will get an insight. Yes. It's not just your grandma's recipe. I've got a lot of side-eye commentary about recipes in general, and what to do
next.
And what to, and how to do it. So, stir Francis. Frantically, y'all. Stir frantically.
I'm so excited. And I think you get some space-themed cookie cutters that go along with it as well.
Which who does not love space-themed cookie cutters? Making them cookies, and you're like, fuck, I wish that these were space-themed. Well, that's solved.
And then guess what?
What?
Your wish is granted.
Damn. I don't need no Aladdin's genie. I got Max Fun Drive.
Now, if you want to go up to the $35... per month membership, you will get a 1 liter juice carafe, which is engraved.
What?
You know only classy shit is engraved.
That's, I mean, you know what? Beyonce has a lot of engraved shit. So you were at
but
the...
But you know what she doesn't have?
What?
She doesn't have a juice carafe engraved with Max Fun Rocket logo.
So you can rub that in your face, Beyonce. Take that! You are one up in Beyonce.
Unless you're listening, Beyonce, you can
kick it up.
Get a membership for $35 per month. Stop.
Yeah, you should join. You become a member, Beyonce.
Not to mention, I just want to mention that if at every level you get the things that go before.
Yeah.
So for instance, if you are a $35 per Month member, you not only get the juice crab, you get the cookbook, you get the cookie cutters, you get the enamel pin, and you get that bonus ass content.
Whoa, bonus ass content. That is amazing. And some of you are maybe already at those levels and you're wanting to kick it up an even extra notch. Well, we do have even higher levels with other great gifts, and you'll also get all the other ones for all the other levels as well. And you can see what those are at MaximumFun.org/donate.
I just got to repeat that so the back of the room can hear it. Oh. That is MaximumFun.org/donate.
Yes. And so we would really love everybody to become a member at whatever level works for you, because we cannot do what we do. Not just our show, but the shows around all of Maximum Fun. We can't do it without you. And so there's a level that works for you. And my challenge for already existing members, I challenge you.
Challenge?
To kick it up a notch, what would Beyonce
upgrade
do?
It.
Upgrade it. Because here's the thing, though, too. You're only going to get one of these cool gifts if you upgrade. So that's the challenge. Mm. And I know that you want to get one of these awesome, you want to get some of these awesome gifts that we're offering this year, especially the pin. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So if you want to become a member, remember, go to MaximumFun.org/donate. Select the membership level that is right for you. Provide your credit card, some basic information, including, and this is important, the Maximum Fun shows you listen to, a.k.a. us.
Minority Corner. We
and
love
then
them.
Boom.
Yes.
You're a motherfucking member.
Girl, that is like one of the easiest things. And I like easy. I've done a lot of easy things before in my life. And this seems like one of the easiest things that I could do. And I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, you could just do it now. Right?
I think that you should pause this.
Pause it. You can actually,
because
even,
we're not going anywhere. You could just pause it.
Or you can
we'll wait right here.
Or I know that y'all are fancy. You can even multitask, because you could just go right there onto your open up a new tab. Or if you're on your smartphone, clickety click clack clack. You know, clackety clack clack, and get it open.
Look at you.
Look at you.
We'll talk you through it. Ooh, open up that tab. Pull down that menu. Select Minority Corner. And yep, you got it.
Boom. Yes. Oh my gosh. You are like at Beyonce levels of awesomeness, right? You were just at yes.
I just want to mention, for all of you guys that are into specifics, your membership contribution is going to process automatically each month.
Oh,
so you don't
got
to do anything. Once you put in your information and your credit card information, you don't have to do anything else. You're done.
You know, some of them were like, but you know, how does this all work? So I'm glad that you explained that. I'm glad you, Nancy, did that for them.
Just automatically. It helps. And then also, if your card does expire and you decide to cancel, that's the only time that you have to go clickety-clack in there. But come on, you're not going to cancel. You're going to support us because we love you and we thank you for supporting
us. Yes. Or say someone maliciously or lovingly bit your credit card and it broke and you have to get a new one. It happens. Mm-hmm. So you run if you did. If Santa Latham's at a party and she bites your credit card, you just gotta change it up. Our goal this year, we have a goal. You wanna know what the goal is, Aneke?
What's the goal?
25,000 new and upgrading members. So if you're already a member, you can still help us reach our goal by upgrading. Do it now while it's on your mind. It's so easy. Do it right now.
Just do it right now. Do it.
Just think, what would Beyonce do?
MaximumFun.org/donate.
Do it. I think she's ready.
I am.
To get your freakum dress on?
Kind of. So, this week.
Oh. This became a Beyonce-rific episode about...
That's a theme, but this is very not Beyonce. But
okay.
I'm sure she's into this too, because
she
who's
reads.
Not into books?
Yeah.
People like books.
People, everybody loves books. Let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm. And following in the tradition of my last book list that I've done that people have enjoyed, I'm talking about some Asian and Asian American authors that you need to look out for.
Ooh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like we need to diversify our bookshelves.
Yes, we do.
And I've talked about Black authors. And I've talked about Native American authors. You know, let's diversify it even further and let's talk about some Asian and Asian American authors.
Yes, we are going into Move Over, Belle. Aneke's got her own library. And
I'm sharing.
And she's sharing. Ooh, I just thought you are the book princess. Disney's the book princess star. Okay, all right, we'll work on it. No?
I don't know if I want to be a princess.
Okay. Queen?
I'm kind of old. I just want to be like a normal lady. I want to be a businesswoman.
How about the book Duchess? Like, a duchess does shit. Like, look at Fergie.
That's a bad example. Okay. Why do you always keep trying to lump me in with Fergie?
It keeps happening.
Even though I do feel like Fergie gets a bad rap because I saw her performing on like a clip where she was doing one-handed round-offs while singing. That's a feat.
Okay. That's maybe she should have done that instead of a boop-a-da-boop-a.
See? I caught you.
What?
I caught you. You tried to lump me in with Fergie, and I was trying to give you an outlet to be like, yes, I like Fergie, but nope.
Because she does back handsprings and sings. I met your original point. That's what I meant. I met your original point.
Anyways, moving away from Fergie.
Okay, yeah.
Getting back into Asian American authors. So now this is really cool because this is something that everybody knows that science fiction is not a diverse place.
Mm.
And so I found this list on collaboration.org, and it's called 5 Asian American Science Fiction Authors You Should Be Reading, which is pretty damn fucking cool.
Yeah.
And so the first one that I want to talk about is this guy named Ken Liu, and he wrote a short story called The Paper Menagerie, and it's his first work to have won the Hugo Award, the Nebula, and the World Fantasy Award, which are huge awards in the science fiction and fantasy world. So The Paper Menagerie is just clearly excellent work if it's winning all these awards.
Yeah, they don't give awards just to anybody. I don't have one of those awards.
Mm-mm. So look out for him. His name is Ken Liu. He also, not to mention, is he an author of science fiction? He's also a lawyer, a programmer, and a translator of literary works from Chinese to English.
Wow.
Like, this guy is just like doing it. So he also has a short story called Mono No Aware. So keep a lookout for him. Check him out. Another person that I'm going to bring up is E. Lily Yu. E. Lily Yu graduated from Princeton, and she also won the John won the John W. Campbell Award for Best New Writers for her short story Cartographer's Wasp and Anarchist Bees. So her work has been published in Terraform, Uncanny, and Fantasy and Science Fiction. She also appears in the cyberpunk anthology called Cyberworld. So check out for her. Her piece, Local Stop on the Floating Train, illustrates a future where racism still flourishes even after nuclear annihilation.
Damn, you would like to think that, like, damn, we blew each other up. Let's get along.
You know what?
Nope.
I believe it.
Yeah.
When people are in crisis, they stick to their small-mindedness.
They stick to what they know. You went down there. People stick. People like what they know. It keeps them safe. They're like, you know what? I don't have my Netflix, but I've got racism.
I know. God. Okay, moving on. So Alisola Kim, she basically has written a lot. Her fiction has appeared in Tin House, The Year's Best Science Fiction and Fantasy, Lightspeed Magazine, and elsewhere. She also has received grants and fellowships, such as the McDowell Colony Residency. And she wrote a personal essay on her relationship with Philip K. Dick, who is the giant of the science fiction world.
Yeah.
Pretty much every single science fiction movie was based on a book that he wrote, including Blade Runner, iRobot, Minority Report. All of those are Philip
and
K.
Minority Corner.
No.
People do get us confused for whatever reason. People are like, I love Minority Report and Minority Corner.
No, that's a movie with Tom Cruise.
But you know what? I would like to see us one day redo it, and it's us in Minority Report.
Sure. As long as it's not us like getting arrested for crimes that we have yet to commit. All right.
That would be racist.
That would be fucked up. So moving on, there's another article in the Huffington Post called 11 Asian Pacific American Authors You Should Read. And this one isn't about science fiction. This is just general. So Celeste Ng, somebody help me out. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but her first name is Celeste and her last name is Ng.
For me.
We love her. She's the Pushcart Prize winning first novel, Everything I Never Told You. So look out for that book. It's by Celeste Ng.
I think he did it right the last time.
Okay, cool. The novel examines a Chinese-American family's grief after their middle and favorite child is found dead in a lake in their Ohio town.
Damn.
The This book dissects identity, cultural differences, and feelings of displacement in her work before, as example in her story of How to Be Chinese, in which the protagonist, Mackenzie Altman, grapples with feelings of alienation among her ethnically Chinese peers. Interesting. Wow. So if you really kind of want to deconstruct what it is to be Asian in America, which we don't get a lot of.
No, we don't hear a lot of those narratives. And I think it was interesting that in the description, their middle and favorite child.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay, so here's another one. Chang Ray Lee is a celebrated Korean-American novelist who was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize, which is high honor.
That is not fucking around. As I drop F-bombs for this prestigious award.
I mean, we got to be serious about it. And so she was nominated for fiction in 2011 for the novel The Surrendered. So surrendered, ooh, but like past tense. Surrendered.
Like I surrendered in the past.
Yeah.
But I don't do it no more.
She also has another novel called Unsuch a Fool See, which takes place in the near future, not unlike that of this other guy's book. So just, because I want to focus on Chang Ray Lee, her book Unsuch a Fool See, so near future kind of futurism book. So that's kind of exciting. So Lee interrogates the notion of the American identity in a way that's both resonant and unsettling. Interesting. So let's do... one more. No, let's do two more.
Yeah, give me two, Aneke. Don't hold back.
Yeah, I'm not holding back.
You got
back.
That list. I want to hear. Give me
the
books.
Yang Zi Chu is a fourth generation Malaysian of Chinese descent. Her cultural background informs her novel The Ghost Bride, which takes place in colonial Malay and paints a vivid picture of Chinese culture there in the late 19th century. In the novel, she tells the story of a young girl, Li Lan, who's promised to a prominent family whose son has died. Li Lan and her family agree that she will become his ghost bride so that his spirit can rest more peacefully. But once she moves in with his family, she is drawn into the fantastical world of the Chinese afterlife, where she is haunted by all manners of spirits. This sounds like a bomb-ass movie. Someone needs to make a movie out of this.
Yeah. You know what, Aneke? You said it, and so it shall be, as been our track record with this should be a movie.
I sure the hell hope so, because it sounds tight. I would go watch that. Okay, here's another one. Ha Jin. Ha Jin is the pen name for Jin Yuefei, a Chinese-American novelist and poet who has won a National Book Award, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and two Penn Faulkner Awards, among other honors for his work. His 2004 Pulitzer Prize-nominated novel, War Trash, follows the plight of protagonist Yu Yang, a soldier in the Chinese People's Volunteer Army. Yu Yang is sent to Korea during the Korean War to fight on the side of the communists, but is captured as a prisoner of war. The saga that follows depicts Yu Yang's fight to remain loyal and eventually return home to China. Now, the reason that I'm reading all of this is because it gives you a perspective that we don't normally encounter when reading books, which is why it's important to diversify your book collection and what you're reading. Because someone, like, let's say Memories of a Geisha is about Japan and being a geisha, but it's written by a white guy. And I don't think that there's anything... I mean, it's a little problematic, and it's not the best. But at the same time, you want to read something from someone who's a part of the same culture, because they'll give you insight and histories and things that you might have not even thought about.
So, it's directed from the source, the people who are more connected to those experiences and stories.
And as a Black woman, I don't know what the Asian American or Asian experience is. So I really want to emphasize those of us that are minorities as well to dabble in it, instead of just thinking, oh, I'm Black, I'm only going to read Black work. Well, I'm going to read a lot of Black work because it's fascinating and it resonates with me, but I'm going to read other work too, so I can be well-rounded. Mm-hmm. I can have a full picture of everything, because we're in this together. We got to really connect. And the best way to really kind of connect and dive in is honestly through fiction. Like, fiction gives you that story. It wraps you up in it. You become involved within that tale. And so you feel the agency and the connection to other people's perspectives that way.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to, I mean, storytelling is one of the oldest, it's the oldest profession, and it comes in so many different ways and levels, right. And it's, we've talked about this on the show, but this is how we survive as human beings, is through storytelling. And yes. Right now, I think one of the biggest things that storytelling is doing is creating empathy, because at this point, our right. survival is, like you said, our ability to coexist and live with one another. And so what I love about seeing those stories, like when I watch something like Fresh Off the Boat, I'm able to see, there's twofold things that happen. I see, oh, how, you know, my experience is different, but then I also see how it's similar, because it has exactly. both of those dichotomies. You'll be able to see, like, oh, I can connect on this level. Oh, I've never experienced that, and that's how it is, and you can get better understanding, because the more you understand something, the more you're able to love it. When you don't Amen. Understand something, you're fearful of it, right. and you're going to be resistant to it. You're not going to like it. You're not going to understand it. And so mm-hmm. to be able to create more love, we've got to understand these stories.
Yeah, so read these books, and hopefully this will help you kind of dive into a different type of fiction that you wouldn't normally embrace. And us also with science fiction, you might think like, oh, I don't like science fiction or fantasy, but take it from somebody else's perspective and maybe it will resonate with you further. Like, you may not connect with Lord of the Rings because it's mostly based in European kind of history and folklore, but you might resonate with a fantasy or fiction. Like, for example, The Ghost Bride is yeah. fantasy that is based in Chinese history. So you never know what might be your introduction drug into a new genre. Ooh.
And that's the
books.
Good kind of drugs, the book yeah. drugs.
I
right?
don't mind being a drug an addict to for books. That.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, okay, we're back on the same page. We can now be pushers. Pushers
yeah,
of
we'll
books.
We'll be a pusher for book drugs.
Yeah. You'll find us in the club and you can be like, you got that Ghost Bride?
I'll be like, yes, I do. Come on over here.
And they're like, oh, I was talking about the drugs. You're like, take this book. Go take this book. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they're just reading it in the club and they're like, thank you. You changed my life. See?
Like, you're welcome.
Yeah. That's what we do at Minority Corner, saving lives. Oh, Aneke.
Yes.
We have a special guest coming up.
Wait. I think my phone is ringing. Let me just pick it up
okay.
real quick.
Because okay? I know last year we said that we were going to get the celebrity guest, and she did not come in, but
yeah,
I think
but
she's coming in.
Let me just okay. get this phone call right okay. real quick. Okay, hold on. Hello, who's this? This is Aneke.
Hello, hey, and I'm Wait. Telling you.
Oh my God, is this Jennifer Hudson calling me?
Hey, Nikki, I'm a huge fan.
Oh man, I feel so honored that I don't even know how you got my phone number, but you know what? I'm glad
I have
that I'm
my
able
ways.
To answer this phone call from you.
Beyonce's not the only one who's got magical powers. Okay. I'm sorry I couldn't make it last year, but I am back this year for the Maximum Fun Drive.
Oh my God, so are you want to be a member? Are you here to get a membership?
How do I do it, girl? How do I do it?
Well, first, can I tell you some benefits on you becoming a member? I'm so excited for you to become a member.
Why should I become a member?
Well, first of all, you are going to feel good every time you listen. I know you already feel good during your break on the voice.
But now
you'll be able to feel even better because you contributed to our podcast. Thank you very much, Dayhud.
I love contributing to things.
You're going to help us reach our 25,000 goal. So are you a new member or are you upgrading?
I'm a new member, but my friend Beyonce, she's going to be upgrading.
Okay, good. So for you, I am going to ask that, you know, you can start off at a $5 a month, and then you're going to get bonus content. Are you excited about that?
What? You know what? I got money. So what happens at the next level? Because you saw I bought that purse in Sex and the City. She gave it to me for free.
Okay, well, since you're saving some money off of that purse buying, maybe you can afford a $10 membership, which you're going to get an exclusive enamel pin designed by Megan Lincott, the Wonder Twins. You want to be do you want to be a a honorary Wonder Twin, J. HUD.
What about me? Yes, I want one. Okay. What about me?
You know what, though, J. HUD? I feel like you can afford even more.
I can kick it up a notch.
You got that voice money right now from the being a judge on The Voice. You can afford a $20 per month membership.
I love to cook, and I'll be in the kitchen cooking up a storm.
Okay, well, maybe you can use the Max Fun Family Cookbook that comes with the $20 membership. And you know what? I know you like James. James is maybe one of your favorite.
I don't like his impressions of me. They're not very good, but I like him.
Well, then he has a recipe of a sloppy joe that you can do, and you can feel closer to James that way. Maybe you can understand his impression a little bit better when you use that.
I love sloppy joes, but I'm standing in the spotlight. I wanna be a bigger member because I'm Jennifer Hudson.
Well, maybe you can try out this $35 per month membership. And I know how much you like juice.
I love juice. You see my Weight Watchers commercials? I've been drinking the juice.
So then that way, you can pour your juice into this 1 liter juice carafe that is beautifully enameled with the Max Fun Rocket logo.
Ooh, you know who ain't got one of those? Beyoncé. So I can rub that in her face and be like, look what I got, Beyoncé. And I'll be drinking my juice out of my carafe and she don't have one. So be like, what about me?
And you'll be like, no, I got this.
Yeah.
So, do you want to know how you can get all of this stuff?
How do I get all that stuff, Aneka? You so sweet as pie.
Okay, so what I want you to do is to go to maximumfund.org/donate. Okay. Then you're gonna select the membership level that is right for you, 35 or higher, because I know you got that money.
You know what? I want to go and see what the other numbers are, so I'm gonna go look at that when we're done, because I want to donate more money.
Okay, good. I'm glad. And then I want you to provide your credit card number. I know you got that American Express Black.
I do.
So you put that in there.
Girl, I got it out right now out of my purse. Good.
You put your basic information from that free purse from
Sex. I'm not basic, but I'll do it.
Okay. And then you select the Maximum Friend show that you listen to, which is Minority Corner. Let me just help you out with that.
Oh, that is the one. I'm going to click it right now.
And now you're a member.
Oh, it's about me. And I'm me and me and me. I am a member.
I am a member. I have to thank you because you just helped us go further towards our goal of obtaining 25,000 new and upgrading members. So thank you, J-Hud.
You're welcome, Aneka. And remember, turn into The Voice.
Can you tell people to do it right now too, please?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I just donated and I just became a member and it was so easy. You can do it too. So be like J-Hud.
And, thank you, J-Hud.
And be all the Beyoncés out there who are already members, I think you can upgrade. And you, and you, and you, you'll be a member. Oh, I gotta go to work. Bye, girl. Okay.
Bye. Thanks, J-Hud. Hey. Hey, James. I'm sorry I had to take that phone call real quick. I hope you didn't mind.
Oh. No, that's okay. I was just, you know, getting ready for my segment over here. I hope nothing interesting happened while you were on that call.
No, it was actually very exciting, right. And I want you to listen into the show so you can hear who I talk to, because you might be surprised.
I'll go back and listen to it, because I want to... Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Okay. So, Aneke, I want to do a little bit of a check-in with everybody and talk about the state of the girl group, because she's missing.
She is missing.
Fifth Harmony. We just lost Fifth Harmony. We didn't even have a lot of girl groups to begin with in this moment. It's like the only thing that is left is Little Mix. And I wanted to pay tribute because the girl group goes back we've had girl groups the ways from like the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. There's always been girl groups. I think they're such an important on our musical history. And I wanted to take some time and really talk about the R&B girl groups of the 90s, because they really represented sisterhood. And I mean
sisterhood. With an A. You better replace that ER with an A.
Yeah. Oh, it is at the A. And I feel like they were such powerful, badass women talking about some great shit. And they just really informed a good chunk of my childhood. And I also don't want to assume we might have some youngins out there who maybe missed the beat. So I'm going to inform you about some history here, some nostalgia for some. And where, like, what were some of their hits?
Where are they now? James, so, I'm so ready. Good.
Good. Okay, good. And I've got a little gift for all of you at the very end, so I'll tell you what that is, even if you haven't.
Oh, okay.
Well, you'll get it too. Yeah, everyone's getting a gift at the end of the segment. So, kicking it off in no order in particular, and vote. Never gonna get it. So, they were smashing it up. They had successes with, like, Hold On, My Lovin', You're Never Gonna Get It, Free Your Mind, which that song, I wear tight clothing, high-heeled shoes. They talked about, like, don't be mad at me just because, you know, like, I'm looking fabulous. I could date whoever I want. It was like a charged lyrical song, which I think is missing from a lot of music. Agreed. R&B music is just missing in general. And they appeared also as prostitutes who attempted to seduce Bruce Wayne in Batman Forever.
Man. Never forget. That sucks.
I know. So they did this. I know. Yeah. But that was the 90s. And that's that would never happen today. Because that would. But that's like, see how they mistreat black women back then? So, I mean, there were so many girl groups back then. You couldn't even shake a stick without hitting one. Like, everybody had a girl group. And it was like, you see four girls over there. And like, they're just practicing
under street lamp.
Yeah. Yes. They were always rehearsing. And they're like big jeans. And they also had their last hit was Don't Let Go, which was on the Set It Off soundtrack. And you might remember also they had a really good song with Salt and Peppa.
Yes.
So What a Man, which I loved because it was like talking about like, you know, good men who spend time with their kids when they can.
Wow.
I just love that line.
Like, you know, low expectations.
What a mighty good man. Well, they disbanded when Don Richards left the group to pursue a solo career to join Lucy Pearl, Yeah. They did reunite in the 2000s, but then Dawn left again to join R&B Divas. And
she is always gone.
There's always a Dawn in the group. She's like, I gotta go. And they've also been entangled legal battles because who owns the rights to En Vogue? Like, two of them own the name, the LLC. So
I just also want to say they are hometown heroes from Oakland, California. Thank you very much.
Yes, they are. I remember, like, there was a huge connection. I grew up in the Bay Area. We had a huge connection to En Vogue. Like, we were En Vogue. Like, everything was En Vogue. Then we want to move on to SWV, who might be one of my favorites on the group. Sisters with Voices. I love so many of these groups. I like they're just acronyms. They were a trio that was up in the 90s, and much like En Vogue, they had massive crossover singles that saw, like, they were burning up the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Their first album was probably one of their most successful ones.
Damn.
It went triple platinum. Shit. I don't even think people can do that anymore. Like, they went triple platinum. They had a series of huge hits. So Into You, and then Weak.
I Get So Weak.
Get My Knees, I Can Hardly. My favorite song. They also had You're the One. My favorite is Right Here, which has the Human Nature remix to it. Right Here.
Yes.
That takes me, right? So what are these girls doing now? Well, they split up in 1998 after three albums, and Coco, she would go on to have the most success as a solo artist. I'm gonna be real honest as we're going through this. Like, I love, but we also gotta be honest. We gotta keep it real. Fair and balanced, that's what we are. After reunion rumors constantly popped up, the group finally did get back together in 2012 for an album called I Missed Us.
I Missed Us.
I love that as an album title.
I missed
us. You know what? I missed us. They also had a reality TV show called SWB Reunited. I missed that. And they've got, they have an, I guess they had a new album that dropped in 2016.
I missed that.
Called Still. That's your name. We're going to do an album called I Missed That. My next group is called, you might remember them.
Yeah.
Jade. They were a Chicago trio that had, their career went from about 1992 to 1995.
Years. That was
several
short.
Hits.
But you know what? more hits than me.
You know, longer than my? So, more hits than
so
us?
Far,
So far. Our album's dropping spring 2020.
Sure
we're just getting it right.
Tight
getting
and
it right.
Ready for the world. You guys aren't ready for it yet.
Yeah. Right. We want to, you're not ready. Like, music
no.
hasn't evolved to where we are yet. So. So they have I Wanna
away,
Love You, Don't Walk Away,
boy.
They also said One Woman and Every Day of the Week.
What song is
which,
that?
Which this song was, oh my God. It was one of those songs where they also talked about like every day of the, like they would like go through like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
that
even
sounds like
Saturday on Saturday.
Love.
Every day of the week.
Copycat.
I know. Right, but. But it wasn't that. But I love a, you know, I love a song that lists the days of the week. I love it because it's just like every day of the week. And this song was in heavy rotation at the very end of Beverly Hills 90210 during, I think, like the end of the sixth season. It'd be the credits, and they just play that music video. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, even on Saturday, every day of the week.
No, clearly
I did not. So. What are they doing now?
Okay.
Well, they released two albums, broke up following Mind, Body, and Song in 1994. They officially called it quits in 97. And then, I guess in 2014, Tanya Kelly and Joy Marshall reunited and released a single. And then they have a new member in the group,
Marcele
Holloway.
Member.
And,
you got replaced.
Yeah, you're out. But they have plans to do some more music, so be on the lookout for that. It's always hard when you replace someone because we're just like, even the Spice Girls couldn't, like when Jerry left, people were just like, isn't that weird how one person leaves and people are just, even if they weren't even that into that one person.
The main person leaves and then everybody else just falls apart.
But then, like, I don't think Jerry, like, in the Spice Girls was, like, the main person. But, like, people just, I guess people like the magic. I would say Scary Spice was the main person. Like, if Scary would have left, I would have been like, I'm out.
We gravitated towards her. But Jerry wore that Union Jack, had that red hair. The Brits loved her.
They all had a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was, like, their
just
flag.
Got a wave of
they were like,
Spice
the flag's
around.
Gone. So next, we got Escape. So... long before Candy Burris was known for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, she was part of Escape, and not Escape, X, because it was the 90s, and we put an X in everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were big on Zs. A big Z or give me a big Z or a big X. Skip over the Y. And so they were a quartet featuring Candy Burris, Tamika Tiny Cottle, LaTosha Scott, and Tamika Scott. And they were discovered by Jermaine Dupri in 1991.
Jermaine Dupri got around, man.
And their...
He was producing
everybody. He was all up in the mix. And their debut album was a commercial and critical success. It reached number 17 on the Billboard 200, which is really good for,
it
you
is.
Know, R&B girl group. Some... Yeah. And so they also had two more albums that went platinum. So they were, you know, selling them records.
And
they had... Yeah, just kicking it. Just kicking it. Party on down to the Escape beat.
Just kick it.
Just kick it.
Kick it.
Just. This is just Neke and James singing the hits. They also had Understanding. And then,
Who Can I Run To?
The Arms of the One Who Loves You. Do You Want To? All those. So, what happened to these ladies? What they do? Well, they disbanded in 2000, and each member went on to pursue their own, you know, they were not going to be like, they're
busy.
Not going to stay home, they're going to do their own thing.
A lot.
Candy, she was, Candy went on. Yeah, she was behind the scenes. She did a couple of solo albums. She also went on to like she was writing and producing for other people. And then, she was like, I got some things to say. I'm not in a group to be able to sing this, but here you go. Just think that could have been an escape
TLC
jam.
But, and she made money and the other escape members didn't.
Made the money. She made money. And meanwhile, well, that's the thing. You actually make more money as being the writer than like, I mean, look at TLC. They were bankrupt with the number one song. So, yeah. And then Tamika Tiny Cottle, she is also, she's married to T.I. They also have their own show on VH1 called T.I.
and Tiny,
The Family
Hustle.
They have
been going up and down. I think they are currently getting divorced right now.
Oh. Well, and then Latasha, she went on to be on R&B Divas. A lot of these ladies did.
Too.
I missed that. I didn't see what that was, so... Yeah, and yeah. Then we have number five,
James,
total.
They had a reunion tour special on VH1, and Candy left the group again, and now it's Escape with an X in the front and the E turned around backwards to represent a three.
Oh.
So we are Escape
like, she's
three.
She's gone. You know who also did that? Yeah, DK, Danity Kane, when they were down to three, they became DK3, but then... Don punched Aubrey in the back of the head.
Whose old face I have.
You have her old face. So maybe you could go into, if you want to, you know, get back into Donnie Kane. They could be like, oh, hey, Don's back. The old Don's back.
Done.
And you just collect them paychecks the next day. Collect them paychecks. So here we go to Total. Now, Total, I will just be candid. Mm-hmm. They were not my favorite. I think at this point, there was just so many.
Saturation.
Like I said, there were so many girl groups that you just... it was literally like... This was like the superheroes of the 90s, except it was girl groups, right? Like, there was just too many to keep up with. And it's like, I can't. So, but this is Sean Combs. Speaking of Danity Kane, this was Sean Combs, one of his first major acts that he signed to the Bad Boy Records in the mid-90s. So these ladies were a New Jersey trio that first came to prominence by singing a lot of hooks. So they sang The Hook to Juicy by Notorious B.I.G. And then Notorious B.I.G. then was on their debut single, which is like one of their biggest one, Can't You See? They had Kissing You. They had No One Else with DeBrat. All kinds of songs. And their albums went to... They had a platinum album. Their debut album went platinum.
Damn.
The next one went gold. And they were doing a lot of hooks. So here's a lot of songs that you've heard, and they were singing the hooks on it. Like, from LL Cool J's songs, Foxy Brown, Mace, the slowest rapper in the world.
I mean, I think he's a priest
he's just
now,
so slow.
Right?
Brandon, Dog Child. Well, good, because he was already talking at such a slow rate, so everyone could hear him. So, you can just go right into the church. But he is. Where are these ladies now?
What are they doing?
Wow. Total. Keisha went on to get married to actor Omar Epps. That's what she did. Yeah. And then after taking in a hiatus throughout the aughts, the 2000s, two of the group members, Pamela Long and Kima Rayner, recently reunited for Valentine's Day radio concert in London. And they're still singing.
Okay.
So two of them. Yeah. Our next one, some of you probably read this and are like, Zani? No.
Janet.
It's Janet. I love the, it was that 90s, like, African influence, right? They were a Brooklyn duo that were big in 1994, and they were part of Queen Latifah's hip-hop collective Flavor Unit.
I did not know that.
They were discovered by producer KG by Of Naughty by Nature, who helped them create some of their hits. He helped them
write Mr. DJ,
we have come to party. Yeah. Everybody. And they also wrote Groove Thing.
Okay.
Which kind of sounds a little similar to that. And then after releasing their follow-up album in 1997, Saturday Night, they officially called it quits in 1997. In 1999. They're like, we're good. But Jean Baylor, she went on to do some solo music in the late 90s. And Renee Neuville, she began a solo career again, too.
Okay,
so she's probably on your Spotify, you know, linking it up. Allure, we're going to the bottom of the barrel here. but Allure had, they almost did not make my list, but they had one song that I think, like, every, well... Well, I'm a runner. You remember not the name, but their song. They had this song, the song All Cried Out, which was a cover of Lisa and Colt Jam. They did it as a duet with 112. They did a song that sounds very similar to it.
You're just singing the Lisa Colt Jam song right now.
So we won't spend too much time with them, but they're still together, Aneke.
Sorry, guys. Don't have your cover. I'm only going to remember the first hit that came out in the 80s.
You know what? And then I went onto their Spotify, their biggest hits are the most, it's 50,000, for their songs.
That's a lot of people, you know?
Hey,
probably just their mom. Listeners.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So they're still together, and they're now a trio, though. And their final album, their latest... The Allures was four.
Whoops.
They lost a person, other way. And they their last album came out in 2010. They released it independently, so go ladies. And they continue to tour as a trio, but their website has not been updated since 2011. Okay, we're gonna kick it up a notch because we did
down. Yes, I remember 702.
So they were a trio, and they know where their name comes from.
I mean, come on, that's not hard to guess.
Wow, I did. That was news to me when I was doing my research. I was like, well, I did not know that. Do you know which
three numbers? I think area code.
Do you know? Do you know which area code
is? Is it Florida? Is it Atlanta? Oh,
Las Vegas. Random. So, yeah, you know, it's weird. I remember a lot about 702, and they were in that era of my man not gonna do me wrong. They were in that very aggressive, No Scrubs, Bugaboo, sort of aggressive man hating song. It's not the what a man. It's like this. Yeah, okay. Yes. We're disappointed in these men's. Scrubs was more than disappointed. Yeah. It was disgusted. And Bugaboo was at your wit's end with him.
They be fucking
This man doing too much or not enough. Yeah. And so Missy Elliott penned most of their biggest hits. And it's weird because I love 702, but I can only remember one song.
Yeah, from front to back.
Where my girl is at, from the front to back.
I thought that was a Missy Elliott song right now. Whoops. I mean, it was her words.
No, that was, it was. They disbanded following their album Star in 2003. Rumors of reunions and lineups changes were happening for a long time, but nothing ended up happening. And Malaya Williams, she's been working on a solo act for the past few years, so keep looking out for that. And I guess she also appeared on R&B Divas. I guess that's where they all go. They're just okay, I'm on R&B Divas. Yeah. I mean, it's a super group. All right, just two more real quick here.
Black. Q-U-E, Black.
So Black, I did not know this, was an abbreviation standing for Believing, Life, Achieving, Quest, Unity, Everything.
I can't complain.
I like that everything just means everything.
I'm not mad at it.
So this group was signed by Lisa Left Eye Lopez Productions. Okay. So Left Eye Productions. And because Left Eye wanted to form a new sort of TLC. And they were formed in 1996. First single, 808, wasn't released until 1999. They had the big hits. A lot of their hits were produced by R. Kelly. So gross. So I Do, Bring It All to Me, which had J.C. Chazé on it. They also went...
Bring it on.
Which we thought, that's what we thought J.C. Chazé was going to be the breakout star of NSYNC. And then, he was going to be the one. And then they were also in Bring It On, and then they split up. And they had their last album in 2002, Blackout. And there was going to be a third album, Torch, but it got shelved, which I always think that's sad. And then in 2012, they had plans for new music. But sadly, in 2012, while they were working on their comeback album, Natina Reed died in a car accident.
Oh, yikes. That's rough.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I guess the two members, Shamara Fierce and Brandi Williams, have since recorded some new music, but no official word on an album. Last one, rounding out at 10, Brownstone. They were they formed in 1995. They were signed by Michael Jackson's label, MJJ Music. And they had the song, mm-hmm, If You Love Me, and If You Love Me,
yes!
Do It!
Need it!
If You Need Me, mm-hmm,
Do
It!
That was a good one.
Yeah. And yeah, they got Grammy nominations, Billboard, mm-hmm, won a Billboard Music Award, and yeah, so those are the groups. Oh, sorry. Changing Faces, honorable mention. Changing Faces.
I don't know them.
They were a duo. They had nasty songs. They had some nasty songs. They had Stroke You Up and Fooling Around. Mm-hmm. You've heard Stroke You Up. I can't think of it right, but it's like, Stroke You Up. And they were also on... they were also on the Space Jam and Dr. Doolittle soundtrack, so they just did the whole...
Can't be...
Yeah. There was one group who I forgot, who I left off the list, who was originally... I might have been this group, Changing Faces. One of the girl groups was... it was Allure. Allure was originally signed on Mariah Carey's label, and then... But then Mariah Carey disbanded her label like a year later. But you listen to their song, I'm All Cried Out, it sounds like Mariah Carey is singing backup for them and kind of takes over. And, did you know about this group, Nuttin' Nice? I wanted to give them a shout out because they appeared on some of my research, but I could not for the life of me remember them. I want to give them a shout out because they were a Sacramento quartet, which I... But, like, who could... Which I, who's coming out of Sacramento? Well, they're on. So I made a playlist. They're on it. They have. You can hear their song Frog Style. And yes, and Down for Whatever. And that's
they are
all on there.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, one of their pictures, like one of the girls, just like bent over, nasty, like looking at the camera. So I'm going to be putting a link to this playlist that features them. Yeah. And also TLC is also on there. Yeah. But I feel like we all know about TLC. We saw the Behind the Music special. We know. We know.
Anymore.
Yeah. And like maybe you didn't know who the names of some of the ladies were. And so I wanted to show them some love because also I wanted to like inspire, like, I know that there are some young ladies who are out here listening and go make yourself a girl. I feel like the world needs girl groups. I feel like, and I think a lot of it is because like music groups are so manufactured these days, and that's why it's hard for them to even stick around because these girl groups were formed as like friends, you know? Changing Faces, they were two girls who were working at a dermatologist's office during the day and recording demos at night. Like, I love that.
If you have, if you are currently singing with some of your friends right now, keep up. We need you.
Yeah, and we do. There's so many solo acts that are so manufactured, and there's just something that is the heart and spirit of a girl group and in today's world, we need our girl groups. So
it's so true. Thank you for that.
Sing it up. Anika, I got a phone call. I'm sorry, I gotta take this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, hold. Okay, I'll wait right here.
Okay. Hello?
Kelly, you crazy. Oh, hello? Hi, this is Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce! Hi, yes. What? Oh my god, this is James from Minority Corner.
It is me. I'm just mending my chin right now. I don't know if you heard, it got bit.
Oh my god, I did hear. Are you like, who did it though, Beyonce? Who
I'm never gonna tell.
Beyonce, I am just so glad that you called in here. I don't know if you know this, but we're doing the Maximum Fun Drive, and we would love.
You know what? That is exactly why I am calling. I am calling because Beyonce, which is me, I want to donate some money to the Maximum Fun Drive right now.
Oh,
actually, you know what? Not donate. I want to become a member.
Well, Beyonce, Yeah, Beyonce, I just looked up your account. You're already a member, and I know that you probably want to upgrade, right?
Mm-hmm. Upgrade you. I want to upgrade you. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
hold on.
Beyonce.
Hold on a second. Blue. Yeah. I'm blue. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Get out of the room. Go take one of those gold bars and play with it over there, okay? Okay, bye, Blue. Okay.
Is everything okay, Beyonce? I know the kids can be... Okay, all right. So well, Beyonce, yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell me some more information. I'm upgrading, but I forget. I do these things all the time. I'm traveling around the world.
I know.
I got the new On the Run tour with Jay.
Oh, Beyonce, yes. I know you are a busy woman, but I want to catch you up on what we're doing here this Thank year. You. So by you upgrading this year, you're going to help us to reach our goal of 25,000 new and upgrading members. And it goes to help to contribute awesome shows like Minority Corner. I know that you're a fan.
And I am.
Your friend Jennifer Hudson, she's Ooh, also a fan, too.
I don't know that hoe.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's still, she's like the, okay, you don't know her. What? Okay. You're right.
What is she doing right now? She's doing something.
Nothing compared to you, bae. Nothing compared to you. So Beyonce.
I'm just warming up. It's okay. I just, you know.
Okay. Cause you got that show later on. So Beyonce, when you upgrade, you have so many great gifts that you can give. So I already know that you're already at least at the $5 level. So you're already going to get that exclusive bonus content.
Good.
So
tell me what the plebs are getting, you know, because I got all this money lying around here. So just donating money. I'm having my child donate money on art.
Oh, yeah.
Tina's doing art. So tell me what the other people can get before I upgrade to a higher level.
Exactly. Yes. So at the $10 level, Beyonce, you get an exclusive enamel pen. Mm. I know that you got the one last year that had Side of Your Heroes, but this year you're getting a Wonder Twins pen designed by Megan Lincott. And you're going to get your Maximum Fun membership card along with that. So that's really dope.
Stir it in my lemonade.
Stir it up, stir it up. And so I know that you're probably beyond this, but I just want to let you be on. See what I did there?
You know what? You better take a pause on my name right there.
Oh, sorry, Beyonce. Oh,
the
Bayhawk's
gonna get you.
I know. Bzz, 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 I don't want that.
That's my army.
I know. Well, at the $20 level, what folks were going to get, they're going to get a cookbook that was, and I myself, I don't know if you're into the paleo diet,
You know what? I'm doing vegan right now because I'm about to do Coachella.
Okay.
I want to get this cookbook.
Yeah.
What membership level is this again?
So that's at the $20 level. And I'm sure there's going to be some other recipes from our other Max Fun hosts that are going to be able to fit your dietary needs. There's so many recipes and everything else.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give that to Miss Tina and she's going to cook it for Rumi and Sir. Because they are starting off with a little bit of delicious healthiness for their young, beautiful lives. My twins, have you heard of them? My twins.
I have heard. Yeah. Okay, they're beautiful. I am so proud of you with those twins, bae.
Okay, so I want to upgrade to the next level.
Oh, you're beyond that.
Because, you know, give it to me.
I'm going to give it to you, bae. Because I know you run the world. So at $35 a month, you can get, I know you like your juice. I always see you with your juice, but you don't have anything to put it in. And so
I just hold it in my hands, my beautifully manicured hands. I drink it like a deer in the woods because I'm Beyonce.
True. But you want to put that, you know what, Beyonce? I'm concerned about your hands, and I think you should put this juice in your Maximum Fun. You're going to get a carafe, a juice carafe. And
you know
it
who doesn't have one of those?
Who?
A Jennifer Hudson, the woman I do not know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I bet she doesn't have one of those. So you can outshow her and be like, look at my juice carafe. And you're also going to get some cookie cutters. I know you probably, I don't know how much you eat cookies, but
if they're vegan, I'll eat them.
Well, you can make some vegan cookies, and I feel like Blue would love them because they're space shaped, and I feel like she's gonna go off into space because you're out of this world.
I mean, thank you for that. It's the truth. Blue's already enrolled in NASA, so
I
think it will help match the theme of the birthday. Okay,
I agree. I think so too. And Bay, if I can just tell you that
it's
Beyonce. Okay. I've got out of line. You know, it happens. You know. I got too comfortable.
Yeah, but you know what? It's okay.
Okay, well, we have higher levels with other great gifts that I'm sure you would probably want to be donating. I don't want to take too much time to talk about those.
But tell me where I go. Where do I go?
MaximumFun.org/donate, bae. That's where you're going to find those out. And you can contribute at many different levels. You can tell Kelly. Like, I know maybe she's not going to be able to contribute at the level as you are. But
I might
maybe
not
she
tell
can...
Kelly, but I will tell Michelle.
Okay, Michelle, she can
that
get in on
needs
the...
needs to donate. Or, I she mean, can get, become a member.
Become a member. She can get in on that $5 level for sure. I know that Michelle, she can, you know, times are tough. And Orch can get on the $10 level, $20 level, whatever works best for her.
I'll become a $5 member.
Okay. I think she can swing that. And, well, you're going to be upgrading, so that is going to be so helpful. So, Beyonce, because you're upgrading your whatever level you get, you're going to get all the things at whatever level. If you're at the $35 level, you're going to get everything.
Okay.
At the $20 level, $10 level, $5 level, or if you go to $100 level, you'll get all those things as well.
Sorry, Houston all the time.
Of course
it's just
you
my hometown. So how do I do this?
It's so simple,
Beyonce. Or how do I tell my
assistant
to do this?
Okay, you can tell your assistant to go to MaximumFun.org/donate, and then you're going to select the membership that's right for you. And then slay all day and provide your credit card and basic information, although I know you're not basic.
Thank you.
I had to correct myself. I got out of the line.
You know, it's
and
okay.
Then boom, bae, you're a member. That's it. And then it's you don't have to do... Oh, sorry. I keep getting crazy.
It's okay, baby.
I just wish I could get a hug from you, but it's too asking too much.
No, I'm sending you a virtual hug right now. You are blessed by Beyonce. Saint Beyonce loves you. Okay?
Thank you, Beyonce. Thank
you. Blue Ivy's going to send you an invoice.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, and just let you know that your membership will process automatically each month. So, Beyonce, you don't have to do anything unless your card expires or...
And it best not.
Or it gets stolen or something. I don't know. You never know.
Like. Nobody's in my purse.
And Beyonce, we have, like I said, you're going to help us by upgrading. I'm so glad that you're willing to upgrade. You're going to help us to reach our goal of 25,000 new and upgrading members. So,
that's me. I'm upgrading membership.
Thank you so much, Beyonce.
You're welcome.
Can I get some free tickets to your show?
Talk to my agent, and I think I can swing something for you. You might be up in the rafters, but you know what? Beyonce loves you, and thank you. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Bae. Thanks for calling in. Wow. So cool. Aneka is never going to believe this.
Who are you talking to? That sounded fun.
Oh, my God. Aneka, guess what?
What?
Beyonce called in and upgraded her membership on the Maximum Fun Drive. Yes.
Beyonce's a member?
She's already a member and she upgraded. Who were you talking to earlier? I never got the deets.
I was talking to Jennifer Hudson. Can you believe that shit?
That's so weird that those two ladies called in at the same time on the same day.
They are Max Fun members.
Of course.
And they're
huge fans of Minority Corner. So, like, listeners, if you're not already a member, if you are a member, I know that you are inspired, just like our two leading ladies of life.
You need to become a member just like these R&B divas.
Yeah, these before they join R&B divas, you knew them when they were donating here. What a great, fun, Maximum Fun Drive episode.
You know what, James? I got a tweet of the week that is apropos.
Oh, what is that?
Tweet of the week. It is from at Decoy Apple Juice.
Oh, cute.
And they write, I could listen to At Minority Corner movie reviews all day. I'm legit dying right now. A bonerific episode. Hashtag Max Fun Drive. Now, for all of you guys that are either upgrading or becoming members, tweet us, do a hashtag Max Fun Drive talking about how awesome our freaking bonus content is, because you can't listen to that unless you're a member, so you might as well get that.
And the reviews are in about our episode about reviews, and it's a hit and a success.
It is a bonerific episode.
It is. And absolutely use the hashtag Max Fun Drive. It's a celebration, it's a party. So once you've already upgraded your membership or become a new member, send us a tweet, because we want to be able to send you some love back. We want to know who all of our fans are and all of our members are as well. So send us a tweet. Let us know. We want to send you some love back and a huge thank you personally from us.
Because we love you guys. Yeah. You guys support us, keep us afloated, keep us running, listening to us. It is a beautiful community that I'm like just so happy to be a part of.
Yeah. We can't do this show without you all in this community that we have. And so I love this time of year because it's our chance to, like, you know, get you all even more involved. And you're like a co-signer on this show. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And you remember we're on that tweet at Minority Corner.
Yes, Minority Corner with a K on Twitter.
You can also find us on, you can write a review for us wherever you listen. It does help people to be able to find our show and increase the love. That's how I think Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson both found us, was through the reviews that y'all wrote.
Through the magic of reviews and the magic of the internet, they found each of our separate phone numbers.
Yeah. Not gonna ask how that happens, but you know they got power, so
I feel
damn.
Blessed.
I feel
I honestly
on this
do.
Easter Sunday, what a blessed day
it was. We have been joking it, laughing it, chomping it up. Remember to, we're both on Twitter too, separately, right?
Yes, we are. We sure are. I'm at James Arthur M.
I'm at Ms. Fitzy. I'm also on Instagram doing these little library tips. So yeah, check it out.
Get in there. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take a bite out of life and get going here. Does that work?
I like that. That works.
Yeah. Go take a bite out of your day and have a great one.
Yes, because Minority Corner.
Thanks for listening to Minority Corner, because together
we're the majority.
Stuck that landing.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Love you.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.